Well, if you do the maths, she's actually gone back to work less than 3 working days after giving birth. We've got to remember that she's a huge symbol in France. She's the first Muslim woman of the Moroccan and Algerian community to take a major government post. And she announced at the age of 43 that she was pregnant and she's single and she wouldn't say who the father was, saying that she had a very complicated family life. So she basically gave birth on a Friday in a cesarean section and was back at work on the Wednesday morning.
Sarah Bosley, is there any reason why a woman shouldn't go back to work so soon after giving birth by cesarean section?
Well, it doesn't do you actual physical damage to go back, as long as you're very careful. You'd have to be very careful not to lift heavy weights. You're not supposed to drive for about 10 days. There's a chance that you could bruise the wound and do yourself some damage that way. But the main problems are the emotional, hormonal thing that's going on with giving birth, which is going to last for weeks, and also failing to bond with the child.
Angélique, what's been the reaction in France to her decision to go back to work?
Well, it's very interesting. You have to put it very much in a political context here, because Rachida Dati, of course, was appointed by Nicolas Sarkozy, and she's been in trouble in her justice ministry. She's been criticised by judges. And, of course, the day she chose to go back to work, if choice is the right word here, it's the key word, the day she went back to work on Wednesday, Nicolas Sarkozy was making his own massive announcement reforming the judicial system. So there's both this idea that, on the one hand, here she is being Wonder Woman in a government which is really all about image. And the question is, did she go to work on the Wednesday in order to be photographed looking like this fantastic mother who can juggle everything at once? And will she now actually go off to spend time with a baby? Now, a male member of the cabinet, Luc Châtel, has actually said, well, no, being a cabinet minister means you have to be available at all times. And that seems to be what she wants to be doing. She's showing no signs of slowing down.
And she said that she doesn't want to be a role model for single mothers. But, I mean, it's inevitable that some people will see her as just that.
Let's not forget that there's a whole row brewing over here at the moment of who is the father of this baby? Is there a father of this baby? And is he taking care of it? Of course, Rachida Dati comes from a very big family. She's got a lot of sisters and her mother had many, many children. And she always cites the example of her mother who once went back to work 2 days after giving birth. Now, her mother had intermittent jobs as a cleaning woman. Did she have a cesarean before she went back to work after 2 days? We don't know. But Rachida Dati has often said pregnancy is not an illness. And it sounds like she's really showing that motherhood can be juggled with full-time work as a cabinet minister.
Sarah, what do you think about that?
Well, I think juggling full-time work is fine once you've had about 6 months off to sort yourself out and also get to know your baby, feed the baby, the whole breastfeeding thing, all of that's got to go out the window if she's straight back to work like this. I think most people would say this is a very strange decision and there must be something more to it than simply wanting to keep up with the boys.
Because the benefits of maternity leave are not just the fact that she's had this major operation and needs to rest. I mean, there are many other benefits.
Well, yes, it's the whole business of getting to know your baby, really, and the closeness and the bonding. And breastfeeding, of course, is really important because it has health benefits for the baby in terms of avoiding obesity and all sorts of things like that.